The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. Today we have part one of two of a special all about laying the foundation for an employee attraction funnel. We've recorded in a workshop style format and hope you get tons of value. Today we are going to do some very tactical thing, or a very tactical thing, in writing a hiring ad. This is one of my favorite things we do, in that it's like magic. We help folks that have trouble getting people to call or come in, or the right people to call and come in, and this one change makes a huge difference. All right, let's jump in. The first thing I want to kind of go over really quickly, because it's fun and you guys will all be like, holy crap, this dude has been reading my hiring ad. I will read you your hiring ad, every single one of you, without having ever met you or seeing your hiring ad online. It typically almost always goes, hey, you know, fast growing cleaning company looking for high energy, motivated people, paid training, good benefits, vacation, great fast growing team, apply here now, flexible hours, you know, something like that, which is super boring. And it's the exact same ad that every single person writes. So anyone have an ad that sounds anything like that, or this is my complete first new thing? Kate Trish is like, I ain't scared, I'll tell you. Yeah, mine sounds exactly like that, Becky. These are, the problem is at this, some version of that's what everybody has. So the only way people can choose, give a guess. So if every ad sounds some version of that terrible ad, what do they have to choose on? Where are they going to go? Any guesses? Tracy gave me the hand motion, which is perfect. Anyone else want to guess? Yeah, she's giving me the money. It is, of course, money. So they're just going to be money. That's the last thing we want to hire people on, right? So of course we coach y'all to pay fairly, right? The goal is not to trick people into working for slave wages or anything like that. But Tracy, Suzanne, Jackson, all the people on our team, we certainly do our best to pay them fair or slightly better than fair, and more to just be part of our core values, right? If our core values are have fun, make money, be real, and help out, and I try and screw my people, and obviously that's not fun for them. It's not going to make me money. Screwing my people, it's not going to make their money working for free. It's certainly not being real, and it violates our core values. So, but they are here predominantly for our core values and what we share and the mission that we're on together, not for the money, right? And obviously we pay them. So the point isn't try not to pay your people. The point is don't give, if I just put in top money, best money, 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 everyone would be here for that. And then when I'm like, hey, Tracy, we're going to do this 5-day challenge, she'd be like, well, how much does it pay? And what's my time? And how much extra can I get? And blah, blah, blah. As opposed to Tracy, who's amazing, going, I can't wait for the opportunity to serve our people. And of course we'll work out pay to make sure it's fair for everybody, but I'm so excited to serve. Hopefully you guys can hear in Suzanne's voice, there's a type of person that shows up and is like, Mike has given me money. I will be here to get the money. I will do my job and then I will go home. That's not Suzanne. She's super excited. Like, you can see the energy just like flowing off of her of serving, right? So really important that we have an ad that makes sense. So if your ad is the same as everyone else, the only way they can make decisions is based on money. The last reason you want people coming to you is for money. Okay, so we got that down. Let's talk about why a core values based ad. So the two things people usually kind of put in their ad is money and skill, right? I want someone that's really good at cleaning, that's the best at cleaning. One of the nice things is we're not in the brain surgery business, right? If I have someone that is going to cut open my skull, fiddle with my brain, hopefully put everything back together again, I'm really interested in his ability to do that job. I don't want the guy's like first skull cracked, right? I'd like to be his 10,000th. Well, I'd like to not be in that situation at all, but if I had to be on that, I'd like to be a guy that's been around the block a couple of times. When it comes to cleaning, one of the beautiful things about our business is if we do a bad job, unless we really screw up, nobody's going to die. If someone dies based on your cleaning, you've really done a poor job. This class is not for you. I don't think I can help you. So the beautiful thing is if we have a core values match, we can train anyone to clean. Okay. So we want to get away from, we want the best cleaners to, we want people that are core values match that are willing to clean. Okay. Just like we talked about earlier with you guys thinking, oh, I'm the magic cleaner. I'm a special cleaner. My cleaning is special and everybody wants exactly that. That's great if you want to have a cleaning job and be the only one doing it. But if you want something that really can affect thousands of people or hundreds of people, we need to be able to teach other people to do it fairly easily, right? So again, McDonald's is not the best burger, but they probably brought the most pounds of fat and joy to humans on this earth when it comes to selling hamburgers. And it's not because they have the best hamburger. It's because they have a system and they can get this, they can get an effective hamburger out over and over and over again. So we are going to move our ads away from cleaning and away from pay. And we're going to talk almost exclusively about core values. So if, God forbid, you hired me to clean and I agreed to clean in your building or your home, you know, in your place for $12, whatever your pay is, right? I'm just going to be totally honest here. You can ask my wife if you want verification. I am the worst cleaner, right? I'll just tell you, I suck at cleaning. I own a whole company that teaches people how to do the worst. I would be sad. But if I accepted the job and your core values were have fun, make money, be real, and help out, and my core values are have fun, make money, be real, and help out, I would do a great job for you. So I wouldn't accept the job, but that's okay. If I did accept the job, it's not super fun for me to do a crappy job, right? If I take your money and I go do a lousy job and the people are complaining and you're yelling at me and I'm trying to, that's not fun for anybody involved. I know I'm not gonna make any money anyway because I'm a cleaner, but the most money I'm gonna be able to make is if I'm a good cleaner, right? So I would do my best to do a good job with my limited skill set, sucking at cleaning, but being super committed to having fun and super committed to making money, I would do a good job cleaning. Also be real, right? I would tell you, hey man, hey Brian, I promise you put me out there with a rag, I'll follow the training that you do. I'll do the best that I can, man. If I'm being real, I wouldn't lie to you about that. And the last thing is to help out, right? Certainly if I've got a partner, that's one of the things we train is partner cleaning. It's not fair to him or her if I do a crap job and expect them to pick up my slack. And it's not fair to you. So because we're a core values match, me, who I'm guessing would be bottom 10 percentile cleaner of all time, would still be a good hire because I'm a cleaning match. Now let's look at reverse. Let's take Chrissy. She's the opposite of me. She's the best cleaner in the world, but not a core values match. Okay. She's like, you got that right, Muchumbo. She's like, I thought you were going to pick on me. This is great. Oh, I'm coming, girl. Don't you wait. Don't you worry. So she's the best cleaner in the whole wide world. She's a 10 out of 10, but clean better than all you people. But she's not a core values match. So she's not real and she's dishonest with me periodically. I'll be there at 5 o'clock, Mike. You can trust me. And then she doesn't because she's not real. Come on, Chrissy. So if she's the best cleaner in the world, but she's not real, I can't trust her. She's not fun. You know, every cleaner I put with her is like, yeah, Chrissy kicks butt. She does a great job cleaning, but holy crap, she drives me nuts. She just, I can't talk. I can't joke. She's like, bah, right? She doesn't care about making money. So she doesn't care if I make money, if the customer makes money, if the team, she doesn't care about any of that. She doesn't have fun. She won't help anyone, right? She's like, I did exactly my 50% of my, look at her now. I love it. She's owning it. She's like, dang right, I ain't helping nobody. Even though she's the best cleaner in the world, if she's not willing to help anyone, she doesn't care about me, the client, herself, her team making money. She won't help anyone out. She's not real with me. And she's kind of putting up a fake front. Can you guys understand how Mike, the terrible cleaner, but good core values match would be an excellent hire, but poor Chrissy, who's just so sweet, putting up with my nonsense, is the perfect cleaner, but is not a core values match and would be a tough hire. Is everyone get that? Because if we don't get that big concept, none of this stuff's going to make sense. Then you might as well stick with your fast growing cleaning company looking for self-motivated, energetic people, paid training, blah, blah. I'm even saying it is boring. Okay. So the beauty of a core values based ad is it is going to do two things. It's going to repel and attract, but no one should have no thoughts. Okay. So when I read the boring, fast growing cleaning company looking for highly energetic, motivated people, pay training, blah, 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 the same thing that you guys have all had, I can almost say verbatim, even though I've never seen your ad. That is not, no one's going to have a strong feeling about that, right? You might get people that are just clicking apply like all the time, click apply for yours, but then they're going to move on and have no thoughts. Good or bad, right? No one's going to be offended by it. No one's like, how dare you have a fast growing, energetic, blah, blah, blah. No one's going to like get upset with you. Fine. No one's going to get fired up. They're just going to apply, 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 or more likely ignore, right? Unless they're desperate and hitting apply for everything, which isn't who we want. Spoiler alert, right? So The good news about a core values ad is not only is it going to get the people that click apply to really go, holy crap, I actually want this. This job is exciting to me. It's not just apply, apply, apply. It's, I hope these guys with this ad call me back. Equally important, the Christie's, I'm just going to keep picking on Christie because she got such a sweet spirit about it. The Christie's of the world are going to go, have fun, make money. How dare they? Work is serious and I don't care about any. And she's never going to darken my doorstep. All right. So not only is it going to attract the right people at a much higher level, right? As opposed to just a bunch of people hit apply and then we reach out to them like, huh, what? Who's this? No, I don't want what you're selling. You're like, you applied for a job and they just don't remember. They're gonna be like, oh my gosh, is this that ad? And the people that are not a good fit aren't going to muddy up the works, right? Or they still might, but it's going to be a much, much smaller percentage. Okay. So they're going to go from click, 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 or ignore, 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 ignore to, oh, I remember that ad. I hope that's the ad. The whole funnel has to be core values based. So when I show you the ad and the sample and we teach you how to make your own, you're going to be really excited and really proud of your new ad because it's going to be a crap ton more effective. People calling in are going to be really excited about your ad, right? Because the beautiful thing about hiring, like Tracy and Suzanne, they're pretty talented. They could get a job anywhere, right? They're not like, oh, thank you, Mike, for, you know, taking me on. I'm sure there are many other people that would want their skills. So the minimum standard for them is for me to treat them nicely and appreciative and whatever, because they got better options, right? For better or for worse, the reality with cleaners is oftentimes they've had a string of crappy minimum wage or near minimum wage jobs, right? So like if I was like, Tracy, shut up, sit down, do some mindset coaching. If you've been with me for 3 months, then maybe I'll learn your first name. She would stay with me maybe to the end of that sentence, maybe, right? But because of the people that we hire, oftentimes minimum wage people are not treated that way. And there is a lot of like, well, the turnover, well, I'll pick on Chrissy because she's still here. Well, Chrissy, you're new. Everyone always quits and sucks. So, you know, show up and do a good job for a month and then maybe I'll talk to you, right? Because I'm just expecting everyone to crap out. And if you're not doing that, God forbid you are, the vast majority of jobs before that have. Sit down, shut up, do the work, right? So the good news is when you have a core values-based system, they're going to feel very special right off the bat. So here's the risk. If you put out a really good core values-based ad and they're like, oh, this is what I've been looking for, right? Because if, and again, I'm using my core values of have fun, make money, be real, and help out. We're going to show you how to get your core values. But when you do a core values-based ad and someone that, well, now we'll just be nice to Chrissy. So say Chrissy is about having fun, making money, being real, and helping out. She's been kicked around with a bunch of crappy jobs of people that didn't treat her well and just sit down, shut up, and do your work and try not to get fired. When she comes here, a little tiny bit of hope comes up in her heart. Oh, I could have fun at work. I don't have to be this big fake person. I could be real. They'll actually appreciate me for what I do. And again, she's been beat up. So as humans, when we get beat up, we get scared, right? So a little part of her is like, oh, could this be real? And then, so she's in a very vulnerable position, right? Maybe she hits apply and she's almost afraid to get excited because she's been burned before where someone said, oh, this job's going to be great. We're going to treat you great. You're going to be amazing. And then on day one, she gets in like, fill out this paperwork, go sit in that dark closet, watch 6 hours of videos. And I'm busy right now. I'll talk to you later. She's like, oh, I thought this is going to be different. And it's just the same shitty job I had before. So it's really important if when we have this amazing core values based hiring that we're going to teach you how to make the whole process, and we're going to give you the process, your job is to infuse core values into it. Okay. So if you get the ad and Chrissy's like, oh, this might be a place I could have fun and actually make money and people would care about me and it'll be a community. This might be what I'm looking for. And then she shows up to the first interview, which is a group interview, and it's not that. Immediately she's gonna be like, oh, just crushed. So everyone understand it's important not just to have a great hiring ad and then bait and switch and have a shitty process and then treat people crappy when we get there. I guess you could hire people effectively that way, but they're not gonna stay, right? Like just like Suzanne and Tracy, if the whole interview process was fun and like kind of we run these and they're like, oh, this is gonna be great, I love it. And all I talked about is how much I love you guys and we're gonna serve them. And they got it. I'm like, all right, here's how we're gonna get their money. And they're like, what about results and helping them? Like, screw that. We're just here to collect their money. They'd be like, ah, right? Like they'd find out in a second, like this isn't what I signed. They'd be gone in a heartbeat. So everyone cool with right now we're talking about hiring ad, but if you just If you do this and then forget to take to imbue the core values throughout the whole process, it's a scam, right? You could get, it's just a bunch of hiring and then they'll quit and hiring, they quit. Everyone cool with that? Give me a thumbs up or a finger or a thumbs down. Everyone's cool. Okay. I don't want to beat that horse, but it's so important because so many people see how powerful this is. A bunch of people apply and it kind of gets results right away and they forget to do the rest of it and the results aren't permanent and they go, oh, it doesn't work. It only works if you're consistent. You can't promise them this amazing community and then when they show up, the community sucks, right? That's not what we're trying to do. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.